95.7 The Hog. Morning Hog happy hour on this Friday. It's the Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Minus Guy and Josh, minus Amelia at SR Parrot. A lot of minuses, but also a lot of pluses today, Josh, because you and I get to enjoy the taste of Truly iced tea, which it's seltzer tea. That's the simplicity of it.
Yep, hard seltzer and real brewed tea, so it's not like a flavor additive or anything like that. It's actual real brewed tea.
And I've definitely taken a liking to the first two flavors. There are two more that come in this four different flavor sampler 12 pack. What are we doing next?
So next up, we're gonna do the raspberry tea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, as soon as you crack open the can, you can smell that it's raspberry.
Okay. And a raspberry.
Smells good.
Yep. I know this has got, and again, the appearance of this is, you know, light. Looks like it might be a light beer if you didn't know any better. But then you get the nose, and then you think, oh, wait, this thing's got, what, almost no sugar and very few calories.
Yeah, 1 gram of sugar, 100 calories, 5% alcohol. I think 2 grams of carbs, if I'm not mistaken. Wow. Gluten-free, so, you know, a little bit of everything for everybody.
Really?
Just an easy drinker, man.
I think this 2021 campaign for me, I was thinking about trying to develop a gluten allergy just because I don't know if I have one, but I just want to have one, see what it's like. But I don't even have to worry about that with this product. It's even better. This is great. Those first two flavors, I thought we're not going to be able to top. I kind of think right now raspberry is the leader in my clubhouse.
I'm going to agree with you on that one as well.
Mm. That is a full flavor. And again, doesn't seem like, it doesn't taste like it was assembled, put together. But I guess the brewed tea is the key right there.
Yeah, I would agree. Like I said, you can usually taste those artificial flavors pretty quickly. On here, it says no artificial sweeteners. And they taste like fruits, you know. It's, yeah. Like I said, you can usually taste that, the additive stuff, and it's not that.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with artificial things, but if you're going to give me the real deal and give me healthy at the same time, and at 5%, that's a full tilt right there. There's only one flavor left to try, but I gotta be honest. I'm from the up in Georgia is where I came down to Florida from. It's the peach state. You save the peach tea for last.
I'm assuming you like peaches, but knowing your food habits there, I'm going to venture to say you probably don't.
Well, it doesn't. Here's the problem with the peaches. Again, I'm uncomfortable with the fact they have body hair. I don't like that, you know? I mean, I love to shave peach. If you can shave it down and give it to me without the big nut in it, then I'm good to go. But this one has neither, so that's good.
All right. Peach smells just like peach.
Wow, that smells like you're at a fresh market pulling a peach out of a basket. That's what this smells like.
Yeah, that's really good. Definitely tastes like a fresh peach. Truly now, including the tea line, they have 12 flavors of the regular seltzer, 4 more of the lemonade, and then 4 more of the tea. So, I mean, that's a full lineup of Truly.
It really is and listen, I do love my beers. I don't know that I can walk away from my beers at any time, but man, what a tremendous alternative. You're getting, as you said, you're getting the alcohol content that you're looking for. But you're not getting weighted down with it. You're gluten-free. I mean, what else has Truly got to do for you, for crying out loud? Not you, Josh. I mean, you know, they're doing wonderful things for you. Wow, that's very, very good. Those guys are, and ladies at Truly are, I don't know what else, I don't know where else you go with this, but this is good enough for me.
They're certainly not done. Yeah. There's some really cool stuff in the pipeline that I've been hearing about. I'm really looking forward to, but we'll just have to wait a little bit longer until they hit the floor, you know.
Well, and we've talked before about the seltzer game being the biggest, you know, grower. It obviously still is, right?
It is not going away.
Yeah.
anybody can say it all day. They're just flat out wrong. The industry is growing billions of dollars very quickly. So it's not going away. It's not a trend. People want something easy to drink, something they feel good about drinking and not guilty. And this is where people are landing, is on these seltzers. So, you know, get behind it because it's not going away.
Yeah, that's right. Right. This is a great wave to get on top of. What is the this is the new Truly's, but are these already in stores?
These are in stores.
Sweet.
You'll find them just about anywhere right now. Like I said, the 12-pack variety packs, they now have 24-ounce cans in your convenience stores. And you should start seeing some individual flavored 6-packs here shortly as well.
That's right. And Josh is driving to every one of those places and dropping it off from his personal vehicle.
From my personal vehicle, right. Yes, absolutely.
which I saw a little while ago. It looks good. I appreciate the fact that you pressure wash that thing. And of course, you can go to srparrot.com/beerfinder if for some reason you've gone to a place that doesn't have these fine Truly taste and put that in there. Okay, well, you know what I'm doing. I know it's. Heck, we're almost done with the show today. But on Monday when I come in, instead of that Monster Rehab tea, I'm going to sneak one of these Trulies in, okay?
Do it.
Don't tell anybody. At least 5% of Monday's show is going to be awesome. Thanks to you, Josh, and SR Parade. Cheers, man.
Cheers, bud.